Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it is Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., and any SCW fan can tell you what that means. It is once again time for SCW Radio. And, guys, with that said, I think it is only apropos that we mention the final event of 2015 here at SCW Entertainment, the 5th annual Toys for Tots, is 1 week away from today. And with that said, I think it will be fairly obvious. This will be a very very Toys for Tots heavy episode of SCW Radio. But I got to say, you know, I can't remember a Toys for Tots in recent history that has had some of the hype behind it that this one has. And what this episode of SCW Radio is here to do is to get you out there to not only believe the hype, but come see the hype. Because I got to tell you, the card that has been set forth for Toys for Tots is one of the best in the history of this company. We have some firsts at this event. It's for a fantastic cause. There's really no reason why anybody who is not entertained by pro wrestling, or someone who would even like to give it a shot, someone who's looking for some entertainment, should miss this event. Because if there's one thing I've always said about SCW Entertainment, it's SCW Entertainment for a reason. It's because we have the pro wrestling everybody else has, but we also have an entertainment factor that very few others do. And with that said, guys, I know that was a big, huge intro, but I want to welcome you all to this week's episode of SCW Radio. I'm, of course, your host, the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, and lest we forget, the voice of SCW Entertainment, Sean Van. Now, with that said, guys, I just want everyone to know that we are now launching the chat right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. You can click on today's event, the December 12th event, I believe episode 183, and you'll be able to live chat with us there. We'll answer any of your questions, comments, and concerns from that live chat right here on SCW Radio. Also, if you would like to call in on this week's episode of SCW Radio and be a part of our show, you can do so by dialing the following number: 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So there you go. You want to be a part of SCW Radio? You got a question, a comment, a concern, a bitch, a gripe, a moan? There you go. You got the number. You got the chat. Lots of different ways to get in touch with us here live on SCW Radio. So without further ado, let's talk about the big event, the 5th annual Toys for Tots event coming up 1 week from today. And we'll start by saying, like I said, 1 week from today, December the 19th, Toys for Tots, guys. We're going to open up the doors at 6:30, bell time, 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to be back at our old stomping grounds at Cornacre Fire Department, located at 1418 Highway 246 South, in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's 29646 for those of you who are going to be GPSing this event. And as I said earlier, the 5th annual event for Toys for Tots. Admission to get into this show, only one unwrapped toy per entrance. And that, of course, is going to make several children's Christmas morning exactly what it should be. So like I said, great calls, great event. And enough just saying how great the event is. Let's tell you about some of these matchups that have already been signed, sealed, and ready to be delivered to you 1 week's time at Toys for Tots. First off, we're going to talk about an individual making his SCW Entertainment debut, coming straight from C4W. He will be stepping into the ring with the 400-pound intimidation factor, Aaron McClure. And the man I'm talking about, his name is Playa. Guys, I got to tell you, I've heard a lot of good stuff about Playa, but when you're stepping into the ring with a 400-pound intimidation factor like Aaron McClure is, you really got to think to yourself, is this guy capable of getting the win? you also have to take into consideration Aaron McClure suffered probably, you know, in my opinion and the opinions of a lot of other people, the most embarrassing loss of his career, losing to Sean Storm, a guy that's one-third, one-fourth his size, in the upset of the century here at SCW Entertainment back in October. He's coming for whoever is putting that ring in front of him to make a point. You have to believe that. And with Playa being that man, I really hope that his SCW Entertainment career isn't a short one. And we'll move on, guys, to another match that I'm expecting a lot of violence out of. I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you. Mr. Smith versus Josh Ramsey, one-on-one at Toys for Tots. We saw the damage these two did to each other in the four-man ladder match back at WrestleFest when the Internet Championship was on the line. These two, it almost seemed, took their attention off the championship and put it on each other. Maybe that's why neither one of these men walked away Internet champion, but they're going to finish their beef with each other at Toys for Tots, one-on-one. Also, speaking of Sean Storm, as I had mentioned him earlier, he will be defending his newly won SCW X Championship, as it will be Storm versus Storm. Sean Storm defends against the superior Storm, yeah, you heard me, Tyler Storm, one-on-one X Championship on the line. Now, the interesting thing about this, going far beyond this being Storm versus Storm, an old friend of mine versus a new friend of mine, the SCW X Championship has always carried over what's called a Gold Rush privilege around November. Now, given that the Gold Rush event did not take place this year, that privilege has carried over to Toys for Tots. And that privilege entails that the ex-champion can use that championship and cash it in, give it up, vacate the title for a shot at the heavyweight championship. Now, the title's going to be defended in this match, come hell or high water. That's already been signed, sealed, and it's going to be delivered. The question here is, the winner of this match has that Gold Rush opportunity, that privilege. Will he use it? And if he does, how will he use it? Could he interject himself into the Iron Man match at the main event, call out the champion earlier in the show for an early title defense? Who knows what's going to go down? Hell, be perfectly honest, the winner of this match could take their championship and walk away, not cash in. That option's available also. But the only way to find that out is to be at Toys for Tots. Now, speaking of championships, we're also going to talk about the tag team titles. And in talking about the tag team titles, we're talking about one of two TJ Boss matches that are going to be going down at Toys for Tots. Tag titles on the line, TJ Boss teaming with his partner and co-tag team champion Jackson Carter to defend those belts against the brothers Ace Harris and Tony Lycan, known collectively as Lycan Country. Now, these guys have had a complete mindset change over the last couple of weeks. These guys have finally understood and realized who's the boss around here, that they work for me, and their job here is to impress me. To impress me means a career, a long-lasting career here, and they apparently are going to do that. Because Lycan and Harris have told me, given me their word, they're taking those tag team titles off of TJ Boss and Jackson Carter, and that is only step one in TJ Boss's night. Now, the question is, will TJ Boss and Jackson Carter retain those titles? Or will the brothers, who in my opinion, no tag team combination knows each other as well as a pair of brothers, will those brothers win the tag team titles? Can you imagine what an emotional moment that would be for Ace Harris and Tony Lycan to take the tag team titles, these brothers at Toys for Tots, taking them away from one of the guys who trained them? Hell, if you look at it like this, TJ Boss trained every individual in this match other than himself. So this is going to be very interesting. This is going to be very, very interesting to see. And we'll move on, and we'll talk about another championship on the line, the SCW Internet Championship, as Cat Daddy defends against the nefarious one, Carl Hager. This one also spilling from the four-man ladder match at WrestleFest for that Internet Championship. Cat Daddy getting the win there. Carl Hager jumping Cat Daddy after the match, making a statement, making a point, which is exactly why I gave him this matchup. Carl Hager has shown that the nefarious one is much more than just a moniker. He is exactly that. He's a nefarious individual who's going to do what it takes to win that championship and to do whatever he wants to do in this company to become one of the top guys in this company. That's what I need. Carl Hager is the guy, that mentality is what I need here in this company. And that is why he is number one contender for the Internet Championship. And, excuse me, at Toys for Tots, we're going to find out what Cat Daddy does when he's faced with a guy that has literally been thorn in his side for over a year here at SCW. We've talked about it on past episodes of SCW Radio. These two, and I'm talking Cat Daddy and Carl Hager, have been going at it in some shape, way, form, or fashion for the last year here. And now here we are in what could be the final encounter between these two with the championship, the internet title on the line. There's a lot on this match. There's a lot of marbles here up for grabs, and only one man can leave the internet champion. We find that out at Toys for Tots. And, guys, you know, I pause to even think about it, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the confrontation is going down. Kevin Anderson extended an invitation to Bull McBride, who hadn't been seen here in 4 years, until he decided to wear a mask at WrestleFest, jump me from behind, and now all of a sudden has decided that now's the right time to come back to SCW Entertainment. Well, you're not coming back, Bull. You don't work here. But I did endorse Kevin Anderson's invitation for you to come out to Toys for Tots, and apparently you have accepted that invitation. And with that said, me and you, Bull, we're going to meet in the middle of the ring, and we are going to have a confrontation that is 17 years in the making. I've known this guy since I was 11 years old, and it's been one thing after another between me and him, whether we were for each other, whether we were against each other. It's always been something between me and him. And we're going to meet face-to-face, and we're going to have this confrontation, and Bull, get it out of your system, because after this, it is over. You're not welcomed in my company anymore after Toys for Tots. Get over it. Get over yourself. And we move on. And we're going to talk about the two big main events at this show. And if these matches in and of themselves aren't well worth coming out, donating a toy to see this night, I don't know what is. First off, for the first time in SCW Entertainment history, we're going to have a steel cage match as TJ Boss, in his second match of the evening, goes one-on-one with Ben Wright. Now, 2 weeks ago on SCW Radio, we had Mr. Ben Wright on this broadcast, and we upped the ante, so to speak, the stipulations of this first-ever SCW Entertainment steel cage match. First and foremost, if Ben Wright wins this match, he will also take Kevin Anderson's share of SCW Entertainment, in addition to Brian White's share that he already won by beating TJ at WrestleFest, making Ben Wright 50% owner of this company alongside my 50%. That's a great outcome. However, if Ben were to lose this match, Brian White would take back his share, and Kevin Anderson would retain his share of the company, meaning that there would be two co-GMs once again, making my life a living hell. Awesome. That's not going to happen, though. Also, let's bear in mind, one stipulation hasn't changed. The winner of this match is the number one contender to the SCW Heavyweight Championship. And looking at it from my standpoint, after Ace Harris and Tony Lycan are done taking those tag team titles away from TJ Boss, and Ben Wright beats TJ Boss again in a steel cage, finishes him off, what's left for TJ Boss? No number one contender to the heavyweight championship. Myself and Ben run this place. TJ ain't going to catch a break here. You know that. It's time for him to pay for his sins. No tag team titles. Look here, TJ Boss, for you, it's over. At Toys for Tots, it is over. Your little crusade of wanting to kiss the fans' asses and be their hero is over. And what did you get for being a hero? Absolutely nothing. Your career in this company alters, changes, comes to an end this coming Saturday. And with that said, guys, we talk about the main event, a Toys for Tots tradition, 5 years running, a 30-minute Iron Man match for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. Anderson Strong, the 6'8" Anderson Strong, will put that title on the line against former champion, the man he beat to win that title at WrestleFest 2 months ago, Dean Richards, one-on-one. These two are going to be getting it on 30 minutes. The winner is the man who has the most decisions at the end of 30 minutes. Now, bear in mind, a decision can come in the form of a pinfall, countout, disqualification, submission. Whoever has the most decisions at the end of that half hour leaves Toys for Tots, ends the 2015 year at SCW Entertainment as the SCW Heavyweight Champion. And I got to tell you, there was a lot of questioning. Could Dean Richards, as tough as he is, and I'll take nothing away from Dean Richards, legitimately tough individual. Could he beat Anderson at WrestleFest, the 6'8" giant? He could not. He could not. And a lot of people want to make the point of Mr. Smith's involvement. Facts are facts. Dean couldn't get the job done. Can he get it done in 30 minutes? Or will Anderson Strong have his way with him for 30 minutes? The only way to find that out in each and every question I pose to you is to be at Toys for Tots 1 week from today, December 19th, Cornacre Fire Department at 1418 Highway 246 South, Greenwood, SC, 29646. Doors opening at 6:30 bell time, 7 o'clock p.m. It's going to be an event you can't miss, guys. Admission, only one unwrapped toy per entrant. All those toys are going to make sure that children in need have a Christmas morning that they truly, truly deserve. It's a fantastic event, 5 years running. Always a highlight of the year here at SCW Entertainment. So it's a great cause. It's a great show. It's something you definitely don't want to miss. So please, if you're within the sound of my voice, hell, even if you hate Sean Vann, you hate me, you don't want me to benefit, that's fine. I'm not benefiting from this show at all. I'm not making a dollar. You're not paying a dollar coming through this door. You're donating toys to go to Toys for Tots and other charitable organizations that help to make sure Christmas morning is enjoyable and is everything that it's supposed to be for those less fortunate children. So even a cold-hearted son of a bitch like Sean Vann wants you to come donate your toys and watch an incredible pro wrestling event. If I can just be real for you, with you guys here for 1 minute, it's something that I feel as if every kid should wake up on Christmas morning with presents under the tree, with that family time. And, you know, it's just one of those shows that that I think everyone really keeps near and dear to their heart. So, you know, come out, even if you're not a fan of pro wrestling, hell, even if you just want to come and donate a toy, you're not very interested in professional wrestling, if it's not your thing, hey, that's cool. Come donate a toy and leave if that's what you want to do. I promise you, you know, your donation will be greatly appreciated. But you know what? Hey, we'd rather have you come in and check out the show. Just saying. Maybe you're a fan and don't even know it yet. Now, with that said, guys, really quickly, I want to go ahead and toss out some information in case you want to follow, friend, like, and share, what have you, SCW Entertainment all over the web, all over social media. You can do so, of course, at our official website, which is personally my favorite, at scwentertainment.com. Also, you can check us out over at facebook.com/scwentertainment09. Or simply by searching SCW Entertainment on Facebook. The same at Twitter, or you can just find us at SCW Greenwood on Twitter. Of course, youtube.com/SCW Entertainment, instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. Of course, each and every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m., you can catch us right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment for SCW Radio. And of course, you can find us over at Tumblr at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And with that said, guys, I think we're going to go ahead and start getting into the call-in portion of this week's show. So before we do, one more time, if you'd like to be a part of SCW Radio this week, that number to get a hold of us would be 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. And with that said, guys, I believe we do have one caller here already in my queue, so we're going to go ahead and let that caller in right now. So last four digits, 4037. You're on SCW Radio. Who do we got?
How you doing, Mr. Vann? How you doing? This is Mr. Smith.
You know what? I'm doing all right, Mr. Smith. Now, I'm glad you called in, man, because we've been talking about it here on SCW Radio the past couple of weeks, so maybe it'll be good to get your insight. When it comes to Mr. Smith, everybody's talking about two things. One thing that they're talking about is your concentrated aggression towards Josh Ramsey in that four-man ladder match at WrestleFest. The other thing, obviously, that a lot of people are talking about is your interference in the main event at WrestleFest, essentially costing Dean Richards the championship, Anderson Strong the new champion. You made two big impacts at WrestleFest. Is there anything you'd like to comment on about either one of those?
With Josh Ramsey, since I took my first question out on him, Josh Ramsey, like I post and you must have read the media today of what I said, Josh Ramsey. Now, instead of yet, what I did, it felt good at Russell Fest, but it wasn't good enough. Now, we present a week from today towards the Tots at Cornick Fire Department. Now, Josh Ramsey, I have two choices that I put up. I would destroy you, or I can end it. So my best option for you is not to show up at Towards the Tots. But if you do, you leave me two choices of what I might do. Now, speaking of Dean Richards, and I'm hearing that he want to get revenge of what I done and him losing the title. Well, I won't be hard to find, Dean Richards. You will see me at Towards the Tots. But also, Dean Richards, keep in mind, I have a surprise for you at the end of the show. So, Dean Richards, you might get me, you might not, but therefore I will get you back if you do get me. But I have a little surprise for you. But we're going to let the fans and everyone see at Toys for Tots what is my surprise. And also you will find out the whisper from last year, Toys for Tots, between Anderson Strong and myself in that very ring at Cornick Fire Department. So, guess the surprise will be at Toys for Tots, but we will not reveal the surprise on Radio Talk Show. Betty, if you want more questions, just stay tuned at Toys for Tots. And also, stay tuned for next year, 2016, for more answers of why of the whisper, why we chose that surprise. So everybody going to have questions. Mr. Smith, why did you decide? Or Mr. Smith, why are you teaming up with Anderson? But yes, you will not have answers of this year. You will get your answers next year in 2016, but I will guarantee you this, fans, and people in the locker room, there will be a surprise at Toys for Tots week from today.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, man, you know this. I just feel like I need to reiterate this. I'm on board with what I see. People like yourself, people like I see Anderson Strong, people like I see, obviously, Ben Wright and Carl Hager and all these guys, I'm on board with what you guys are doing because you guys are representing an SCW Entertainment that I can be proud of, that I can be proud to promote and to own. I love the Take No Prisoners aggression that someone like a Mr. Smith shows. We saw what you've done over the last several months here in this company. We saw you turn over a new leaf. We saw you lay waste to individuals. We saw you conquer individuals in last man standing matches. We saw you sway the main event at the biggest show of the year. Mr. Smith, you want to talk about 2016? I do too, and I'm going to tell you right now, judging from what I've seen out of you in 2015, 2016 could in fact be the year that a Mr. Smith ascends to the top of SCW Entertainment. And I got to tell you, I've known you for a long time, man. I've known you for over 5 years now. And with that being said, I think you are well overdue that right. I think 2016 is going to be your year, man.
When 2016 hit and when I capture that gold, that SCW Heavyweight Championship in 2016, there will be a beginning reign of Mr. Smith. Fear me or feel the wrath.
All right, guys, and with that said, I think we're going to go ahead and start winding down this edition of SCW Radio. So as is tradition, I'm going to go ahead and give you, Mr. Smith, a couple of moments here. Your closing thoughts this week.
I'm going to make it sweet. I just said it not long ago. I want the fans. I want the parents, even though y'all are the fans, the kids, the parents, the grandparents, the great, don't matter who you are, especially the locker room. either you fear me or feel the wrath.
All right, guys, and with that said, one more time, just want to let everybody know, just one more reiteration, 1 week from today, December 19th, it is the 5th annual Toys for Tots event. Doors opening, like I said, December 19th, a week from today, doors opening at 6:30, bell time, 7 o'clock p.m. It's supposed to be a clear day. We're going to be inside the Cornacre Fire Department at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's 29646. Admission, only one unwrapped toy per entrant to be donated to Toys for Tots and other charitable entities that are going to be donating these toys to needy children for their Christmas morning. And, guys, just really quickly going down the card one more time. Straight out of C4W, making his SCW Entertainment debut, Playa goes one-on-one with the 400-pound intimidation factor, Aaron McClure. Also, as we've been talking about in this broadcast, Mr. Smith and Josh Ramsey one-on-one in a match that I'm looking at as it's going to be extremely violent. I think any match with Mr. Smith is always extremely violent. Also, that X Championship on the line, is it Storm versus Storm as Sean Storm defends the X title against Tyler Storm? Keep in mind that X Championship, the Gold Rush privilege, still intact at Toys for Tots. Also, the SCW Tag Team title will be on the line as TJ Balls and Jackson Carter defend against the brothers Ace Harris and Tony Lycan, Lycan Country, in one of two TJ Balls matches. The Internet Championship also on the line as Cat Daddy defends one-on-one against the nefarious one, Carl Hager. Also, a confrontation years and years and years in the making, as myself and Bull McBride will be face-to-face in the middle of an SCW ring. And, of course, the steel cage match, TJ Balls in his second match of the evening versus Ben Wright, with the future of this company on the line and the number one contendership to the heavyweight championship also hanging in the balance. And, of course, the main event, a 5-year running tradition at Toys for Tots, a 30-minute Ironman match for the SCW Heavyweight Championship as Anderson Strong defends against Mean Dean Richards. The winner, the man with the most decisions at the end of a half of an hour, leaves 2015, leaves Toys for Tots as the SCW Heavyweight Champion. And guys, with that said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this week's edition of SCW Radio. I do want to thank Mr. Smith for calling in and being a part of the show with us this week. Want to thank everyone out there for listening. And bear in mind, guys, we will see you 1 week from today, not on another edition of SCW Radio, but we will see you live at the Cornacre Fire Department for Toys for Tots. Until then, guys, I am your host, Sean Van, signing off.